Hello and welcome to the Lore of the Films podcast. I am your host, Ryan Fernand, and on today's installment of the Lore of the Films podcast, I will be reviewing the original Conan the Barbarian, as the remake just came out and bombed terribly at the box office. But anyways, I will be reviewing the original. Then for Emmy news, I will be discussing Breaking Bad's renewal announcement of 16 episodes over 1 to 2 seasons. And then for the Oscar segment, I will be discussing Crazy Stupid Love's Oscar chances, as I just saw that film, and the review of that film is up on loreofthefilms.net if you'd like to check that out. So let's just get straight into the business and start off with my review of Conan the Barbarian, the original. And when did this come out? Let me check. Hold on 1 second. I already forgot. I didn't even check when this came out. Not good on my part. Just be quick here. Anyways, I thought it was a pretty good action film. As an action film, it was pretty good. And it came out in 1982. Of course, stars Arnold Schwarzenegger in his breakthrough role. And back to what I was saying about how it was a pretty good action film. It had some really great fight scenes. The last stand at the end might be one of the great fight scenes at all time. I just like the combination of how brutal it was, how real it was, and how gory it was, I guess. There's a lot of blood in this film. I also like the weirdness of this film. There were so many weird scenes that kind of gave this film a original vibe of its own. An example of one of these scenes would be the sex scene with the witch that he has. It just plays out just so weird. The use of fantasy and science fiction elements are just so bizarre in this film that it kind of gives it its own atmosphere. I also thought Sandel Bergman, the female action hero of sorts, was a really good female action hero. She didn't have a lot of depth of the role, of course, nobody did in this film, but she brought a lot of physicality to the role that was really good. Also, James Earl Jones was perfectly cast as the villain. It was just a lot of great casting, for the most part, except for one role in specific. I'll get to that later. And I also like the world this film took place in. Just, as I said, a very fantastical world, and I just liked all the elements that came into play with it. So that's most of the good out of the way. Now time to go to the bad of the film. I thought Arnold Schwarzenegger was horrible. He should have never been allowed to act again after this film. It was just horrible how bad he was in this film. And I don't know how he made an acting career out of it. I really don't. There was also too many deus machina moments where just things were brought up, like sci-fi elements were just brought up just to get characters out of certain situations. And when you really think about it, like, it just makes no sense at all. It was just lazy writing. An example of this was when Valeria, the female action hero, showed up again after she died to help Conan defeat the bad guy. And then it's never brought up again how she did that or why she did that. It's just like, okay, yeah, we just needed her to come back to help Conan beat the one guy, and that was it. It was just horrible writing. And then also horrible writing, the dialogue was just terrible. Just so corny and cheesy. It was just But all in all, this was a very solid action film, but I don't understand the classic appeal it has to some people. It's definitely not a classic. It's just a solid action film. All right, now on to the Emmy news segment, where just this past week, Breaking Bad was, or on Sunday, a week from today, I'm recording this podcast on Sunday, but a week ago today, on, what was it, the 14th of August, 2011, Breaking Bad was renewed for a final 16 episodes that will air over 1 to 2 seasons, or 1 to 2 mini pods of episodes, or whatever you want to call it, but there will be 16 episodes, and then it's all over. And my thoughts on this are, I am very mixed on how I feel about this. I mean, I'm so happy that it happened. Breaking Bad, it's just so great to have the show on the air, and I'm so happy that they're giving it an end, because it's a show that definitely needs an end. But it also seems like the type of show that is so close to the end plot-wise. If you watch Breaking Bad, you you know that you can't really see this show going on forever. And that throwing in the extra three episodes, because Vince Gilligan wanted 13 episodes, a 13-episode final season, and said he's getting 16 episodes over one to two seasons. But my worry about this is that even with the three extra episodes, just three episodes could ruin the pace, and also we may have some filler episodes, and it would kind of detract from the overall greatness of the series. But in relation to the Emmys, I do believe now that with the end date in place, Breaking Bad will finally get a drama series award, best drama series award, either this year, which is very possible, because if you look at the candidates, there's Boardwalk Empire, which if it doesn't win this year, it's probably not going to win next year. Mad Men, I don't see it winning five in a row. I'm assuming it's going to win this year. Game of Thrones doesn't have as good of a material as it did the year before, and Breaking Bad's doing really well. It's having one of its best seasons yet, so it's possible Breaking Bad wins this year for the Emmys, or this current television season. But if it doesn't, I think it's definitely going to win either next year or the year before that if they do continue into 2013. But I think now this kind of guarantees Breaking Bad will be taken care of with the Emmys. So now on to the Oscar segment, where I saw, as I said earlier in the podcast, Crazy Stupid Love, and you can find my review on lordofthefilms.net. But here I'm going to talk about what Crazy Stupid Love's Oscar chances are. And I will start off by saying that Crazy Stupid Love has no chance at the Oscars. None whatsoever. No screenplay nomination, no any acting nomination of any sort. It won't get nominated at all. But it does have some chances to get major awards at the Golden Globes, because the Golden Globes have the separate categories for comedies and musicals. I'm going to start off by talking about Best Picture Comedy, which seems unlikely for the show, and only because it came out too early. It came out in August. It didn't separate itself, or July, or whatever. It didn't separate itself from the pack early enough. I mean, it didn't do exceptional box office. Even though it did do well, it wasn't exceptional. It got good reviews, but the reviews weren't exceptional. It just wasn't exceptional enough that I do think it's unlikely. It was unexceptional. Just wasn't exceptional enough. And it came out too early to really have a chance at the Best Picture Comedy. There's going to be other contenders that are definitely coming out later in the season that will have all the momentum when it's Golden Globe nominations time. So don't count on a Best Picture nomination for Crazy Stupid Love at the Oscars. But I do think it can strike at the acting nominations, especially Steve Carell, who is definitely much more likely, is the most likely actor to get in for this movie. He gets in all the time for his performance as Michael Scott on The Office. And you may say that that's the TV series category, but it doesn't matter because he is a name to the Golden Globes. He got great reviews for this movie. And also, most importantly, the lead actor in a comedy is going to be a weak field this year as the big comedy so far and the big front runner to win the Best Comedy Picture is Bridesmaids. And that was a female-driven comedy. There was no best lead actor candidate from that movie. So I think Steve Carell gets in. And then it's also very possible that Ryan Gosling gets in, especially if he goes lead. Actually, I think the only way he can get in if he goes lead. And that's possible. He does have the screen time to say that he's lead for this film. I think the Golden Globes would be convinced if he did go lead. He seems like the type of guy who would pull off a double nomination. He's having a great year. He's going to do Drive. He's going to do Ides of March. He just did Crazy Stupid Love, of course. He's having a big year. He's also had major success here in the past. He got nominated for Lars and the Real Girl and Blue Valentine, both Golden Globe nominations for him. And his late films, as I said, the Ides of March and Drive, could give him so much momentum that they say, oh, we like this guy. Let's vote him in as much stuff as possible. And, of course, that would be Crazy Stupid Love. And a nomination for him at this point is way more likely than a Best Picture nomination for this movie. So all in all, I think Crazy Stupid Love gets two nominations, both for Best Lead Actor in a Comedy/Musical, Steve Carell and Ryan Gosling. No Best Picture nomination. And, of course, no Oscars. So that about wraps it up for this episode of the Lord of the Films podcast. Sorry that it's kind of a short one today, but we've been short on content. No major Emmy news as we were in between the reveal of the nominations and the whole process of picking the tapes and the actual award. So there's like a dry period in between. And then the Oscar race doesn't really heat up until the festivals in September. So really, we're truly in the dog days of summer where nothing is really going on in both worlds. So next week, I don't know what I will be reviewing yet, but for the Oscar and Emmy segments, I will be doing a summer season review of the summer TV season and the summer movie season. So until then, I'm Ryan, and I'm out.